This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Join now, Transpositions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Good evening. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. My name is Michelle. I am joined tonight by my co-host, Meegzy.
Yay, I'm here.
Yeah, you're sounding so much better, sweetheart.
I'm slowly working my voice.
Slowly. Ooh, baby.
Slowly getting better, which is good. So it's on its way back.
Definitely, definitely. Now, Meegzy, what is on tonight for tonight's show?
So tonight, we've got a really good show lined up. So what happens when you're transgender? What happens when you're in high school? What happens when you decide that it's time for you to socially transition? And tonight we've got two amazing people to talk to.
That's right. We're continuing on with our back to school segment we've been going on for the past month around getting back to school, transitioning as a child. And now we're talking to Sarah, who's a teenager in high school, and her representative, Mel Gaylard, who's the project officer from Standout Safe Schools Coalition.
Absolutely. So we've got a really good show lined up for you guys. And as we always want, we want you guys to send us messages and texts and those kinds of things. So if you want to do it, this is how you do it.
Your community is our business.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427 JOY 949, email onair at joy.org.au, or call us 1300 JOY 949.
Absolutely. So send us text messages, emails, and those kinds of things because, you know, we really want to hear from you guys.
Any questions you have, or if you're going through the same thing, or any questions for Sarah or for Mel or even us as well, definitely send those through and then we can answer them here while on air.
Absolutely. So we've got a great track lined up for you guys right now. We've got some Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk, one of my favorite tracks from last year. I've got that for you guys right now. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Don't go away! That was Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk. Bruno Mars.
I love that song.
It's totally awesome. We were having good old jive back here. It's great. We're loving it. Hey, Michelle.
Yes, dear.
Do you know what time it is?
It's time for the news.
The news. Okay, so let's talk about the news.
Okay. Now, I did a bit of a search today and found that most of the news coming up on the Googles were actually quite positive today, which was amazing.
Good stuff.
The first one we had come in was a transgender Girl Scout is using cookies to fight hate. Now, as you remember, last year, Meegzy, there was an article around the organization, and they were expanding its membership into policies welcoming trans girls in May 2015. At the same time, they were offered a $100,000 donation to discriminate, which they actually turned down.
I remember this one.
Yeah. Well, this time, there was a young girl, a 9-year-old Girl Scout named Stormy from Illinois, and she recently started going door-to-door and selling them. But there was a neighbor who actually said, nobody wants to buy cookies from a boy in a dress. And so she took her story into sales and went online and basically went and sold over 3,000 cookies. And she said, selling cookies is a lot of work. I have learned that even though people can be mean, I shouldn't give up. And so she's received a lot of support across the country, including an improv show in New York City this weekend.
Well, guess what I'm going to give her?
Give her a clap. Yes, yay. There you go. Definitely get a clap for her. That's awesome. Now, the second thing we have is, it's a quick little short one, and this really stood out to me. Mm-hmm. Stefan, I really can't pronounce his surname, and Romaro.
Zechariah.
They are two transgender friends living in the UK, but I believe they're both originally from Jamaica. Now, they have a new, they're in a new documentary as part of Newsbeat and Radio 1 Stories, which follows the pair as they reveal the identities to their families in Jamaica. Now, there are more and more stories coming out of the UK that really stood out to me. Like, they're all positive, and they're contributing to a positive trans narrative as well. And they also have another site that's talking about trans terms that come up a lot when talking about trans issues. And I thought, you know, good clap to the UK.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've got so much amazing stuff coming out of there. Like, totally, I'm just totally thrilled by that.
I think it's brilliant. The UK does so many good things there.
Oh, God, yeah, they do.
I think we need to get to the UK.
We do need to go to the UK.
We're going to do a road trip, aren't we, to Sydney at some point in time?
First, we're going to do a road trip across Australia. Now we're going to go and fly and do a flying trip to the UK.
You know, if anyone wants to sponsor us for a road trip to the UK, you can text us 0427JOY9.9, or you can also email us on air, joy.org.au.
Here's an easy BSB number. And no.
No, I wouldn't mind going to the UK.
I'm in for the UK. Yeah, so what do you think, Sarah? You going to come along too? let her speak. Don't silence the girl.
I've got it turned up.
Okay, there you go. All right. Now, there was another list that came up in the news, which is top 10 books by transgender authors featuring trans characters. Now, cisgender authors can write great trans characters, but trans authors live the experience of their characters every day, and their voices need to be the loudest on trans issues. And so what I've done is I've actually already shared this list on our Facebook page. So get on to Facebook.com.
Transpositions on Joy.
There you go. And so if you're looking for that list, pop in there now and actually have a look.
Absolutely.
Now, another one which seemed interesting. Now, I'm not a religious person, but I thought this was a really interesting one. A new chapel, Unitarian Church in Manchester, back to the UK, is holding its first transgender baptism. So for the church congregation, they agreed basically that it was first... baptism, which they thought would be controversial, but the church actually went along with it. They're like, yeah, cool, no worries. But they end up actually talking about other things around general meetings and awesome their autumn fair and nothing like that. But they're just, everyone was so happy, they just didn't even think anything of it.
Oh, that sounds brilliant.
Now in the UK, it's just absolutely just, it's so accepted. It's amazing over there. Nobody bats an eye.
Well, look, you know, I sort of identify mainly as like an atheist, so.
I think
it's brilliant.
But the U.S. being so religious, right? I think they need to take a page out of the U.K.'s book and say, you know, these guys can do it. Why not?
Take a great big chill pill.
Exactly.
Take it easy.
A chill pill to the U.S.
Well,
now, let's see.
not mentioning anyone who's an American. Michelle.
Oh, come on. I'm a resident Yank. I can do it.
Okay.
All right. Now, Pentagon, the military healthcare system may soon cover the cost of hormone therapy and other non-surgical treatments sought by transgender service members.
Okay.
So they're going along with that. And they're also announcing that they intend to lift the ban on transgender troops serving openly after a working group studies the implications of lifting the ban. So it's finally all moving forward. Trans troops can actually serve in the military, and they're going to get things like hormone therapy and stuff looked after.
So I heard like in July is when the Defense Secretary Ash Carter was going to actually lift those bans. So.
Exactly.
That sounds really cool.
So good. Now, usually everything you see comes out of the UK and also the US. But today, I found one that came out of here, which was, oh my God. Hello, Australia. You're actually making some news on the transgender front. Transgender actress Jasmine Theodora starring in the Vagina Monologues to raise awareness of violence against women. It will be the first time the local production has featured a transgender monologue and actress. Miss Theodora now lives in the northern New South Wales village of Nimbin and wants to share her story to raise awareness of the issues faced by transgender population. Now, she is 77 and began her life in 1958.
Wow.
That's when she came out. And she's in the middle of writing a book about her life. And yeah, next month she's in this Vagina Monologues.
Talk, Michelle.
In Lismore.
I'm the one who can't talk.
I know. I'm the one who's got your disease. So there you go. Now that is the news.
That's the news, is it?
That's the news.
Good stuff. Well, look, I tell you what, we're going to listen to some very short messages, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have a bit of a chat with Mel and also with Sarah about her experiences and everything about Accessible Coalition. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and we have got the absolutely amazing Sarah in the studio with us, and also Mel from Safe Schools Coalition.
Now, I was lucky enough to go out to a school several months ago to actually speak to a group of LGBT students, and I met Sarah as one of the first students, I don't know, there's a few other trans, you were probably the only trans kid that I knew of there, and Sarah and I were lucky enough to go and actually sit down and have this hour and a half conversation in a counselor's office. And it was like speaking to my younger self. And I was, for me, it was such a big pivotal point in my transition. And I thought, coming back to the schools, talking about our school period here, I thought it'd be great to get Sarah back in and see how she's going at the beginning of the school season with coming out and living her life full time as her true self. So how are you going, Sarah?
Yeah, pretty good.
You're surviving?
Yeah, it's been really positive and great. And
so you started back at school this week, was it?
Yeah, like 3 days ago.
Yeah. Don't you hate the end of school holidays?
Yeah, sleep patterns get a bit flipped around, but it's all good.
So Sarah, since we last chatted back in July and August and we had our little one-on-one and stuff, how have things been? Like, what was some of the biggest struggles you had, or when did you first finally come out full-time at school, or has it only been this school season? Or
So my first day attending school as Sarah was in October, early October, and that was for the start of a new term, my last term, and it was a terrifying but strangely validating experience turning up and having, like, all my classmates not, like, I didn't even get that many, like, weird looks or strange looks. I got mostly looks of support or the thumbs up from a lot of people. I had people I'd never even spoken to come up and give me a hug and, like, congratulate me and stuff.
Oh, that's amazing.
And, yeah, so that sort of happened throughout my first week, and then it was just like, nah, old news, like, whatever.
So were you completely scared shitless going out the door for the first time going to school?
Look, my friend still has marks in their hand from me holding it, like, as I walked through. I was terrified.
It's really hard, isn't it, going to work or to school for the first day as yourself?
It's a struggle, but, like, it's really amazing. And, like, sitting in this room at the moment, like, this is the first space I presented as Sarah in with my school uniform and stuff like that.
Now, so we can paint a picture of everyone who, because obviously not many people would be going through this or even understand. So when we met, you were actually wearing the school gym uniform?
Yeah, so our sports uniform is gender neutral. Mm-hmm. And when I express my distress in wearing the boys' uniform, we compromised. I was allowed to wear the sports uniform until Safe Schools intervened and I could wear the girls' uniform.
So, Safe Schools, we do have Mel with us from the Safe Schools Coalition. Mel, look, I just want to try and at least at a high level get an understanding about exactly who is Safe Schools and what exactly do you guys do?
Well, Safe Schools Coalition are federally and state funded by the Department of Education to work with schools to make them more inclusive places for same-sex attracted, intersex and gender diverse young people.
Okay.
Basically.
So you do this at a national level then? But
yeah, so in 2014 the program was picked up by FYA, Foundation for Young Australians, and rolled out nationally, but has been in Victoria since 2010.
So the primary work that you do, as you said, is working with transgender children and also with gay and lesbian kids at schools as well, is that right?
Yeah, well, I guess the thing that we do the most is staff training. Mm-hmm. So we go into schools and speak to staff about how they can make their teaching practice and their curriculum more inclusive for the SSAIGD populations at their school. But we also do sort of individual support work with trans young people. So we often get a phone call from a school or from a parent or from a young person saying that their child wants to affirm their gender identity at school, and mm-hmm. we go into the school and work with them to make that a really safe and supportive process.
Now, when Sarah was first coming out, what were some of the first steps you did with Sarah? Like,
I remember turning up at Sarah's school and seeing Sarah in the sport uniform and thinking, she must be cold.
It was actually quite cold.
Because it was, wasn't it shorts?
It was shorts.
I was worried about you. So that was my first impression. I thought, oh, she'll be cold. And so I was there with my manager, Ros Ward, and we spoke to Sarah and Sarah's dad, Paul, who's actually sitting silently in the room with us right now.
Hi, Paul.
And just spoke to Sarah and also the wellbeing worker there about what we could do for Sarah, really what she wanted, and then put a sort of plan in place for those things to happen and put a time frame around that.
Now, without going into detail what the group was, but there was actually a support group of other LGBT students at the school you had to surround yourself with and have them support while you're at the school as well.
Yeah, that's right. So in my school, the standout group was founded in 2010. And in the last sort of 2 years, it's just had this giant growth spurt from 5 kids to about 30. It's been incredible. And that was sort of the first place I came out to a large amount of people, and my name and pronouns were respected, and it was really affirming and beautiful for me to have.
It was amazing actually to be in the room and talk to all the different kids, and everyone's going around the room doing their pronouns. We're all having pizza and just, it was just so great to see everyone smiling and just enjoying themselves. And actually, I was saying earlier how your body language changed when we were talking and met. You were like, oh, kind of huddled down, your arms surrounding yourself. But now, as you're standing, your shoulders back up and, you know, spine straight. And it's really great to see you feeling much better about yourself.
Because I see a totally confident girl just sitting here.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Awesome.
Now, you had a badge as well. What was that badge you were wearing?
It was... So we had... our school supports a Fair Go Sport program.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first badge I had was just a little white pin about them. Mm-hmm. And the second one was all of our standout members get a little sort of golden blue badge to go on their blazer pockets. Mm-hmm. And they say equality.
Okay.
And so that's sort of, if you're in standout for the beginning of the new year, you get given that.
Was there something like your pronoun or something like that was on there as well, or something, I thought? Or had your name or something?
I can't remember. That was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
So I just want to backtrack a little bit. Standout, what exactly is standout?
So standout is sort of our school's way of welcoming LGBT students and giving them a space to feel comfortable and loved by all the little community that we've built around there. And mostly I find it's a place that we offer support to each other and help other students.
Okay, so it builds like a really positive environment for you to sort of really...
Yeah, of course.
And there are standout groups in schools all over the country and
everywhere.
All over Victoria.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
And Minus 18 and Safe Schools co-convene the network and, work with these groups and these young people to support them to do all these amazing things that they do in schools. And I love, Sarah, that you get a badge from your school.
That's a pretty special feeling.
Yeah, yeah. That
would be
nice.
Pretty special.
That's a really lovely thing that a school can do to really validate.
I want a badge too.
I got a Roll Munch badge once.
So last week I'm getting a cake. Now I want a badge.
Yeah.
You what want about everything? Like a badge on a cake?
A badge on a cake. There you go.
It's really fun, actually.
In the UK.
In the UK. And a ticket to the UK.
We won't say no.
No, we won't say no.
It's perfect.
So, Sarah, it's going well for you at school.
Yes, it's going perfect. Yeah,
good.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, and it sounds like such a validating experience for you.
Oh, massively. Sort of the first, I transitioned in term 4, so I was finishing up my year, going into exams, and it was very stressful and very shaky, but I feel like I've started this year as, a whole new person. Like, everything's sort of just flipped around in these past couple of weeks. Like, I've just lifted up a bit more and become a lot more confident in myself and made some really amazing friends through my transition who have helped me immensely, like Michelle, and it's just been a really validating and beautiful experience.
Awesome. Now,
before we go and step away to a quick break, throw the challenge out to you, have a bit of a think while we're away. I want to know some of the challenges that you faced before coming out and maybe as you were coming out, other than walking in the school for the first time. Just hear some of the, maybe just some ideas of, it, obviously it isn't all peaches and roses and whatever. So I wanted to hear some sort of challenges you and how you overcame some of them.
Now, Michelle, you bolted out of the studio a second ago and you said, I'll be back. And just as we're coming out of that song, you're trying to sort of scramble into the studio.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. What's that voice? I'm Michelle.
Hi. Okay, so before we went away, I can't breathe now.
Did you bolt?
I bolted.
Did you go to the bathroom?
Maybe. I couldn't hold it any longer.
Oh, my God.
I drank too much water at work.
Well, there you go.
At least you're being healthy.
That's right.
That counts.
Transgender tip of the day, you must drink lots of water.
Yes.
Okay, so Sarah, my challenge to you before we went away to break and our lovely song was to tell me about some of the challenges you faced.
At the start of last year would be figuring out exactly how I wanted to phrase it and put it to people. And at first, how I was going to deal with the constant anxiety and stuff like that around being in school and presenting in what I thought was the wrong way.
So, well, when you first came out, were you still going by two different names at school, or were you just immediately start going by Sarah?
No, so my me being trans was completely confidential until my first day as Sarah, which was early October. So only my standout group knew, and that was sort of like, you've met them, they're just this secretive little
And your counselor as well.
Bundle of lovely people. Yeah, and my counselor and a few of the staff, like the admin staff and the principal and stuff. Gotcha. So, yeah, having those support networks and stuff really helped, but probably the hardest thing would be keeping that confidential. And, like, you slip up, like, you got to write the wrong name and stuff like that on papers when you're not out yet, and it's like, oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, how did you manage that process? Because I know for a lot of different trans people, irrespective of age, when you're transitioning and slowly things are happening, It's like
a bit chaotic,
isn't it? It's really chaotic.
Yeah.
So I remember my experience with transitioning at work. It was like, oh, hang on, no.
Yeah.
But then presenting, obviously, as female first day at school and everything's, you're letting the cat out of the bag then.
Yeah, exactly. But my school was like really amazing, and because Safe Schools came in and went over a transition plan with the staff and everything, and said, you know, this is how it's going to go. We're going to affirm the use, like what bathroom you're going to use, what your account's going to be, all that sort of stuff. Like, my name would be changed to Sarah, and just all these wonderful little things that you wouldn't quite think of straight out of the bat. But coming back to school and just it all working fluently means how much of an amazing job they've done. And so,
well, they were a loving group. Like, they did an amazing job. What about yourself, Mel? What were some of the challenges that you'd seen with other students and what they went through, and how your group had actually helped fix that?
I guess when we go in and we first meet a young person, we have a good chat to them and find out what it is that they need and want at school, and sometimes also meet with a parent and have a good chat, and then meet with the leadership team at the school and maybe someone from wellbeing, and just talk about, you know, what the young person needs at school. And we also, so we put a management plan. We call it a management plan, but it's not really about managing the student. It's more about managing the school.
Yeah.
We put that in place and, you know, as Sarah said, go through a lot of, practical sort of considerations, but we also provide staff training, which I think is really important. So we get whole staff together, talk to them about sexual diversity and intersex status and gender diversity, and then we focus on gender diversity. We talk about that. We also, at the end, if the young person is happy for us to do so, speak about them and what they need, so what their name is, what their pronouns are, and other sort of practical ways that they can support them.
Yeah, so Mel, obviously you're dealing with a wide variety of different schools.
Yep.
Do you have like different sort of reactions and different levels of acceptance with different types of schools, or is this generally it's accepting?
Generally it's pretty accepting. I think if a school gets in contact with us in the first place, they are, you know, telling us that they need help with this process, so they're usually just really relieved and really happy to see us, and that there's, you know, a group out there that can help them and you know, knows what to do and can help them interpret Department of Education and Training policy as well, which is another thing that we do for schools. And they have concerns around other students, so we also, one of the other things we offer, again, if the young person is consenting, we go in and speak to their year level or their class or a group of friends, or, you know, in some cases we've spoken to several year levels about what it means to be transgender or gender diverse, and how to be a good friend and ally to a transgender young person.
Okay.
And they're also really well received. I was doing one of those today.
Nice. So one of the things we've also seen quite happen recently is the amount of number of transgender children who are coming out and transitioning.
Yeah.
And we see it happening at quite an early age now.
Yes.
And that was reflected with regards to the funding that was allocated to the Royal Children's Hospital last year to the gender dysphoria unit, and an increase in cases there. I dare say that's going to translate to a lot of work for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So the RCH refer on to us. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we get phone calls, you know, several phone calls every week
with
from people.
With the Safe Schools, yep. Is there a specific age group or is there specific levels or is it from K to 12?
Yeah, we've worked with young people from K to 12 and I think most of the young people we're working with now are at a primary school age.
Okay.
So it's, 50 plus young people we've worked with now.
Wow. Wow. So that's really increasing.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Which is wonderful.
It's such a daunting experience actually having so many children coming to you with needing the help of schools coming to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess there's just so much more out there in the world, in the media, that, you know, when very young children are saying to their parents, you know, Mum, I'm not a boy, I'm actually a girl, they sort of have points of reference and think, oh, maybe, you know, that's a thing and I need to do something about that. and seek out support.
It was great to see at Pride March. There's all the different groups of the parents with their young children marching up and down and all colorful and big old poofy skirts. And
it was cute.
I was jealous, but I was like, oh, that's just so awesome.
I know. I wish I could have transitioned back then, but at the same time, my life would be totally different. I actually kind of like aspects of my life now. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, things happen. Hey, one of the things I was also really trying to sort of delve into as well is with the Safe Schools Coalition, you guys do amazing work. Are there any sort of other major challenges that you guys face in terms of trying to be able to provide support for kids at a larger level, or is it really just other things?
Well, there are only four of us.
So there's just four.
Yeah, so we're busy.
So you said Safe Schools Coalition was a national. Is it four people spread very thinly across the country?
Or no, just four of us in Victoria. Oh,
okay, so you just go after
in Victoria. But we have 238 schools now.
Wow.
Member
wow.
schools. Yeah. So, yeah, we're busy.
That's
so
a
we
lot.
Could we could always do some more funding. I mean, we're well-funded, but, you know, in the future, as we get more schools on board as well and more, you know, trans young people contacting us, it would be good to have some more support.
We've got some messages that have come through.
Okay.
All right. Let's have a quick look here. Hi, great show. Good luck, Sarah, with your future dreams. Sarah, who helped you with the whole shaving your legs, I'm sure.
Saving your legs.
Full of laughter and pain.
Legs.
Well done. Let's see. I just want to say we love Safe Schools and are incredibly grateful for the support that they have given us. Love, Evie.
Thanks, Evie.
Thanks, Evie.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Safe Schools do some absolutely fantastic work, which is good, which is really important for people such as Sarah. All right, you are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. We're going to listen to some quick messages, and then we've got another little track lined up for you guys. So don't go far. We've got some great music, and we're going to be back shortly talking to Sarah and also Mel.
That's right.
That's right. We're almost towards the end of the show. Today is going really quickly. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy. Back soon.
We're cool for the summer. Want to be seen and heard at all the big LGBTIQ events this summer? Become a 94 Days of Summer Joy sponsor and have your message heard by a potential 341,000 listeners each month via the FM dial, more streaming online and via our Joy app. We can get you on air and online fast. It's easy. Call Joy's sponsorship team right now on 1300-JOY-949 or email sales@joy.org.au. You'd be surprised how little it costs to support the voice of our community and share your message. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Tonight we have our guest Sarah, who's a teenager in transition at her local high school, and we have Mel Gaylard from Safe Schools Coalition. Now, we say your surname and it's like,
stop it.
Now, Sarah, I asked you some of the challenges and stuff you've gone through with your transition with school and stuff. Now, my other question is, from the point of announcing that I need to go through transition and whatever, to the point of now, can you tell me something that really stood out to you during that time period? Something that really just made you go, wow, I'm just in the right place at the right time. I'm just where I need to be.
I probably had that moment quite recently. And I'd have to say midsummer would be a place where I really came out of my shell and I was just like, this is amazing. I'm experiencing so many things. I'm meeting so many new people as Sarah and just it's perfect and amazing. And I experienced a very similar feeling at Pride March. Like, yeah, it's just midsummer is incredible.
Oh, it is.
It's been so good.
It's amazing. Just walking around and just seeing like it's like, oh my god, these are my people.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a bit like a cult, but no, walking through and just going, yes, this is,
you're giving an insight to our conversations behind the mic.
Oh, they're not meant to know. But no, having being able to experience that and meet so many people that are just like me and understand the same things that I'm going through, that they're going through, and it's just incredible. And talking to young people that have transitioned in school like I have is beautiful too.
That's good. So, yeah. It's really reaffirming, which is really such an important thing.
So where would you say you see yourself in 5 years now with all this?
Oh, wow. Hit me with a big one.
Something. Yeah. Come on.
In 5 years.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
No. What do I want to be when I grow up?
I still don't even know. So,
2 years ago, a girl would have been the answer. I don't know. I'd like to see myself, you know, in a giant fairy costume on a midsummer float.
Nice.
But then also just being able to be me and working in the normal world with no difficulty and just having the ease and I sort of guess feel the same safety that cis people do in their day-to-day lives. I'd like to experience that and just...
Except when you dress like a big fairy on top of a float at midsummer.
Look, it's one day out of a year. Just give me that. Give me that.
No, that's right. Look, for me, when I did my 40th, I want to have this costume that Manila Luzon had in RuPaul's Drag Race. It was like a big bird dress. You can be Cookie Monster, Megan.
Michelle. Michelle, do I have to turn your mic off again?
Again.
I did that last week too.
It's my dream. I want to be Big Bird.
Guess what, Michelle? Your mic is off.
All right, Mel. With Safe Schools Coalition, is there anything else you want to add to tell us more about it, to if anybody wants to get in touch with you, things like that?
If you do want to get in touch with us, so if you're a young person out there or a parent and you are, you know, wanting support with your school, please get in contact with us. You could go to safeschoolscoalition.org.au. That's our website. And you'll find the Vic team's contact details there. And, just give us a call.
Now, we've got this big flyer brochure that's in front of us that we printed out. Can you tell us a bit about this that we have?
So this is our guide to supporting a student to affirm or transition gender identity at school.
Which can be downloaded from the same website?
Yes, you can download that from the website, and it's something that we use with schools to help them to support a young person. So it sort of guides us in putting that plan that I mentioned together. And it's nice. It's kind of covers all the things, I think. Would you agree, Sarah?
Oh, of course.
All the practical considerations, all the things that need to be thought of, and also some encouragement to get whole school training.
Because as a young parent, or as a young person or a parent, this is actually some really good information, which is really helpful for trying to plot it as to how things are going to happen for a transition within the school.
I think a lot of schools are in a bit of a wilderness and don't really know what to do or how to support the young person. But so that's why we're here.
Yeah. So, you know, if you are in that situation where you are questioning or you want to transition at school, or you're a parent of a transgender child, or even if you are a teacher at a school and you know of a child who is transitioning, you know, get onto Mel at Safe Schools Coalition, because you know, what these guys do is some really amazing work.
And as always, if you forget any of this information, it does come up in our podcasts that do get updated. And also, you can reach out to us on Facebook or on Twitter or by email as well, which you get all the details here from us.
So just one last thing, Mel. One of the things which would happen or may happen with children is bullying and those kinds of things. What you do here really would minimise and mitigate a lot of the bullying that would happen with a child at school.
Yeah, that's the hope. And generally that is the case. So through those student sessions and the staff training, you know, we talk about how to be a good ally and how to be a good friend, and that generally plays out at schools.
It works well.
Mm.
Which is really what it's all about. It's just really trying to make the whole process a lot easier for the young person, and also the families and also the schools as well.
Yeah, I think once a young person is able to be themselves and everybody can see them doing that and see how happy they are and affirmed they are, then that is, you know, generally the case.
I was going to say, I know we're getting tight on time, but really it's like once Sarah, you know, Sarah's now, she transitioned last year at school, and now obviously she's presenting as herself, almost becomes old news.
Yeah, that, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, yep. Well, Sarah's
yeah.
trans.
Yeah, yeah.
It's,
of course. Yeah.
It's old news, and you're just moving on.
Now, then there's even further complications, even getting into being 16 and 17 with hormone therapy and things like that, which we haven't even touched on today, that we're hoping to cover in a future
yeah,
show.
Well, we're going to be talking about that next week. So next week here on Transpositions, we're going to be talking about the stage 2 cross-sex hormone therapy and some of the legal issues which are associated with that and what's actually happening at a larger level. So we're talking that next week.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, don't go away. Listen to that one.
No, stay right there. Don't go away.
Yeah, don't stay up all night. Listen
exactly.
And enjoy. Absolutely. Because we got the Chatterbox guys coming up next, actually, which is really cool. And those boys just make me laugh.
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
They do. Look, Mel and Sarah, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We've really appreciated it. You guys have been amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And Sarah, it's been great to catch up and see you again. Ever since, you know, seeing you when you were first talking
baby
about
Tran,
baby Tran to now coming out. So it's been great to see, you know, your transition and your journey so far.
Yep.
Thank you.
So Mel, can we have you back again at some point in time? And even Sarah as well.
Love to come back.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Perfect. Yeah. Sarah's just gave him a thumbs
up. Awesome. Dad, can Sarah come back and play with us?
I forgot you can't.
Did we get the nod from Dad?
Yeah,
he's cool.
We got the nod. We're in. All right.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Unfortunately, we have got to the end of the show.
If you did miss us, you can get us via our podcast on joy.org.au/transpositions. Or you can reach us on Facebook, which is Transpositions.
Oh, no. It's facebook.com.
facebook.com/transpositions
on Joy.
There you go.
So you can get us that way. We're going to be back next week. We've got a great show lined up for next week. We talk about stage 2 cross-sex hormone therapy for transgender children and some of the legal aspects and issues surrounding that.
In between time, if you have any questions for us, feel free to reach out to us. Let us know. All the things we talked about will be posted on Facebook for you to follow up.
Absolutely. We are Transpositions and we're going for tonight. Thanks, guys. Got some Tay-Tay. Shake it off. You are listening to Joy 94.9. Stand by for Chatterbox. See you guys.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.